This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Officer William Varis, who is going to talk about his background, his police career, and his job as the resident trooper for Salisbury. Today's date is March 30th, 2022. This is File 8, Cycle 5, and we're going to start with the hard stuff. What is your name?
My name is William Varis.
And your birth date?
October 21st, 1989.
And your birthplace?
Torrington.
Did you always want to be a policeman?
I did. I wanted the military. Ultimately, when I was 18, I tried enlisting a few times, but for some underlying health conditions I had, I was unable to join the military, which was kind of upsetting. I wanted to serve my country first and foremost. So when I wasn't given the ability to do so, I had to kind of regather my thoughts and see what else I could do. So law enforcement, to me, was the next best step as I could serve my community in a similar capacity.
And we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Believe me, we're glad to have
you.
Where did you get your police training?
So I was hired in 2013 by the Connecticut State Police, which after going through the whole hiring process, if and when you make it through the hiring process, they send you through their academy. It was a 30-week long academy where it's physically and academically challenging. So upon completion of that academy, you graduate with a certificate of a Connecticut State Trooper.
Where's the academy located?
It's in Meriden, Connecticut.
Now the program is only 28 weeks.
It fluctuates.
It does, okay.
Yep.
And where did you do your 6 weeks of field training?
Troopy. That was where I was assigned right out of the academy.
And you have some specialties.
I do.
And they are?
I was on our tactical unit, our SWAT team, for 3.5 years. I should say first and foremost, I can't leave my canine partner out of it. I've been a canine handler for just over 5.5 years now. Again, then I had the SWAT experience, and I was also on our canine search and rescue team for about a year and a half.
And what's the name of your canine?
Dexter.
And what is Dexter's breed?
He's a German Shepherd.
Okay. And he's residing in your vehicle?
Yes, he's watching the vehicle right now.
Oh,
make sure nobody takes it on us.
He's a good watchdog.
He's a very good watchdog.
When did the idea of becoming a resident trooper first surface?
A sergeant who's since retired had proposed the idea to me for another town. It was for the town of Barkhamsted. The gentleman who had that position for 13 years was retiring, and I was approached by a supervisor that I should put in for it. I had spent my entire career up until that point on our evening shift, which is 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's the busiest shift. That's where all the action happens, the action calls, you know, domestics and all sorts of things. I was very comfortable on that shift, and I was very competent in what I was doing, and I felt I'm a creature of habit, so I wasn't really ready to leave that. But I did not go out for the Barkhamsted resident trooper position. And it wasn't long after that, probably maybe a month or two after I had turned that down, where I kind of reached my limit with working that shift. Because that shift, it's very taxing on someone. I mean, it's right in the middle of your day. So, you know, friends and family and relationships definitely take a toll. I was very career-oriented. I still am. But for my entire career up until that point, I put the career first. And it definitely, you know, I had pros and cons. It paid dividends career-wise. And then it took me to that point to realize, you know, like, I have to do 25 years of this. And I can't do 25 years of, you know, just giving everything I have to the agency. I needed a better balance. So I started. My eyes became open to that idea, and I had heard that Salisbury was opening up, and I was good friends with the resident trooper Chris Sorrell that was here
he was wonderful.
For 9 years, and you know, I spoke with him about it and other people, and it just, everything that this position entailed, just hearing it from people, sounded exactly like what I needed for a change.
And with the process of becoming a resident trooper, did you have to apply?
I did, yep.
And did you have an interview?
So it was kind of a weird circumstances with me. Usually these positions, you get probably no less than five applicants that come out for this position. Whether it's Barkhamsted, North Canaan, mm-hmm. any resident trooper position, you usually have about at least a minimum of five people that put in for it. So when Salisbury had opened up, initially there were probably maybe three or four applicants, to include myself. But as it got closer to the closing date and the date of the interview and everything, people started withdrawing their applications. Uh-huh. I like that. I was fairly confident that I probably would have...
Top of the heap anyway.
I would have,
with your experience.
Top.
Sure.
Just because I wanted it so bad, I was studying up on the town, I was learning the population and just geographical things, and I was doing my homework because I wasn't...
You were preparing,
which is good. I was
preparing
myself to come out number one. So even if all five people were going to stay in, I had a good feeling. But ultimately, everyone ended up withdrawing from the process, leaving me to be the only one. So because of that, it was kind of like I got it out of fault.
No, you got it because you were the best man for it.
Definitely, but it was a pretty different process than normal.
Well, that's okay.
Which I'm not opposed to, but...
No. You were interviewed by the barracks commander?
Yes.
And the first electman of Salisbury?
Yes, separately. Yep. Usually, so like in a normal process, that would be, they'd be on a panel together.
Mm-hmm.
But because, again, the circumstances, I had met with both parties individually.
Well, you're special.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Some would say that.
When did you come actually to become resident?
In October of 2021.
Do you still monitor the Marine Constables, or are they going out?
That program with the constables is being dismantled. Just with the way of the world right now, with liability and everything, those two guys that were in the program, it just didn't make sense logistically to keep them in a position as a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So the Marine program is in the process of being revamped and reassessed. There's just a lot of things going on with that, but I will be out there this summer, and try my best to.
And it's just the Twin Lakes.
Just Twin Lakes. That's where the boat is. Obviously, we have other bodies of water in Salisbury Lake.
Oh yeah.
Those don't really get as much
attention.
Boat attention.
Yeah.
But the good news, like Wenonskapamic, that lake, you have a lot of eyes out there. It's smaller,
yeah.
And you have a lot of people that from the town that work there, and the citizens of the town, too. So you kind of have a community of police. Everybody kind of watches each
other. Oh, yeah, they watch everybody.
So even though a boat may not be out on that lake, we definitely hear about it, and things still do get addressed.
How about Long Pond?
Long Pond, that one,
that's
that
another
one
isolated.
Get much attention.
No,
yeah.
It used to when the Cedars was there, but
yeah.
Not now. Technical. Your policing has changed. When you solve a crime, is it better to do it by technology or just talking with people or a combination?
It's definitely a combination of both. You can't beat word of mouth. People, especially in this town, I've learned, which I love. Everyone knows something. If you're investigating something and somebody may know something about someone. So it's a combination definitely of social media aspect and technology, as well as old school, just speaking with people.
And you're young enough that you've got the technological background as well as the social skills.
Exactly.
Is there a term limit for resident
trooper? There is not.
So you can stay as long as you choose.
And I plan to.
Good.
Stay as long as I can.
Good. And I've already asked you, are you required to live in Salisbury?
You're not.
And you're not. It used to be, but things change. I know that if I ask you about the responsibilities, you're going to say everything.
Everything.
But can you pick out, like, two or three big ones?
So the big difference between just, being a standard trooper that covers a patrol. So up at Troop B specifically, a patrolman covers three towns, which I did for 8.5 years on our evening shift, as I had mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
The roles as a resident trooper, it is definitely way more community-related, a little bit more political. So my job functions are the same. I'm there to prevent crime and handle the crime when it does come in, as a standard trooper would handle. But as a resident trooper, No, I'm more engaged with the community. I'm not assigned a different town every night when I come in. I'm assigned the same town every day, and I build relationships with the public. And so.
And you're building those relationships all the time.
Yes, all the time.
But you need to. You need to.
Definitely.
As a taxpayer question, and I now know the answer, your vehicle is usually running outside, mm-hmm. and there's a very good reason for that.
There is. My partner is inside that vehicle. It's a climate-controlled vehicle. And
Dexter's happy.
We need to keep him around as long as we can. So.
How old is Dexter?
He's 7 and a half.
Ooh, that's a medium age for a German Shepherd.
It is, yeah. So my plan, he's healthy as an ox, knock on wood, and my plan is to work him for about another year. Before I retire him, because I want him to have a good quality of life after retirement as well. So I don't want to work him right up until the point where he's smoked.
That's sensible. That's sensible. He can have an early retirement.
He could. He'll be missed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you like best about your job?
The job in general or the job as a resident trooper?
Resident trooper,
Resident
please.
Trooper, I love the community aspect of it. I always felt like I was very... very good with speaking with people and building relationships with people. So I just the public, the townspeople, they've been so welcoming to law enforcement and to my position. And you know, something I learned in the canine world is what you put into your dog, what the effort and the time and everything that you put into your dog ultimately makes your dog better. It makes him more proficient at what he's required to do. And you see that immediate feedback. When I first got him, everything that I put in, you were seeing the results. You were seeing the engagement. And that pays off. Here we are 5 and a half years later, and he's on autopilot. If we go out looking for a missing person, I'll tell you, and within the first 10, 15 minutes of the search, if the person's even out there or not. Mm-hmm. So the same thing, it translates to this job as a resident trooper.
Oh, sure.
The more I put into this community, it's the more I get back. And especially, everyone's different, but like you hear different stories of you know, different past resident troopers or different troopers of different towns. Mm-hmm. Everyone does things differently, you know, mm-hmm. but it's like life. You learn what works and what doesn't.
Right.
And so I take that as well, and I try to apply that to my position. And again, it's that immediate feedback. And the more I give, I get back. You just want to do more.
Salisbury's like that. They do welcome someone with open arms. And that's the way it should be.
Definitely.
That's the way it should be. Now we're going to go off on some personal things. You have some hobbies.
I do.
They are?
I'm a musician.
Yep.
Yep.
And I think you mentioned cars as well.
Cars, yes. I love cars. Yep.
I rolled my eyes on that one. Only because my husband was a big car fan.
Yeah.
And
so you know.
I think I've been to every car museum there is.
The museums, the car shows, the meets, all of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have a special kind of car that you...
I'm into the muscle cars.
Yeah, figured.
Yeah, not any certain time frame. I kind of respect them all, whether they're from the 60s or, you know, the most recent ones. Yeah, I'm definitely a gearhead and... can appreciate.
Oh, I haven't heard that term in a while. Do you know what a Hispano Suiza is?
I do not.
Ah, that's what I want. Mm. That's a European car.
Okay.
It's got a bonnet on it like this. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful car. Older variety, of course.
Yep.
But now, you are a musician, and what do you play?
I play everything. I started playing guitar when I was 7 years old, and I picked up on the bass guitar, which is a lot like the regular guitar.
Yeah.
And then piano, drums, singing, actually. And then I got into recording my own music, so I can pretty much do it all. I'm a one-man band.
Wonderful, wonderful. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to this interview that we haven't discussed?
I just appreciate you wanting to interview me and be a part of the history of this town. Like I said, that kind of falls into how, when I first got here in October, it was the town welcoming me with you know, open arms, and I appreciate you doing the same thing, wanting to include me in the town's history already. It's very much appreciated.
Thank you.